This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by RX Bar, and specifically RX Bar Kids. Now, you heard about us talk about them a few weeks back, but I want to thank them for supporting WDW Today. RX Bar makes a whole food protein bar designed just for kids. You can find them at Target stores, or this is for you guys. Get 25% off your first order of RX Bar at rxbar.com/WDW and use the promo code WDW. That's rxbar.com/WDW. And then again, use the promo code WDW. Get 25% off. Again, thanks to RX Bar. We're going to tell you a little bit more about them. We've all experienced them a little bit later in the show. And now, well, I said show. Now I feel weird saying it again. On with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, September 13th, and this is episode 1580 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
And today we are going to be taking your listener questions for the first time in quite a while. But obviously the reason we're going to do this is we talked about this online. It was finding an appropriate topic with everything that's going on in Florida. I know we have a ton of Florida listeners, a lot of South Florida listeners, and a lot of Central Florida listeners, and all up and down. And a lot of you guys wanted the entertainment still, but we weren't really sure what topic could be good for today with the hurricane. And we're just going to take your questions and answer them as honest as we can. Some of these are fun. We're not going to mention much other than the hurricane, other than our thoughts, our prayers, and any support you guys need. Just reach out to us. Let us know how we can help as WDW Today. And again, we hope that your power is restored and that your family and friends are all safe. But should we go to listener questions?
Let's get on it.
All right.
That's my new thing. Get on it.
Get on it.
That's not a new drop.
Well, get on it.
No, I like to extend it.
Get on it.
Get on it.
It's almost like get on up, but it's
get on it. All right, your turn.
Leslie Simmons on Facebook said, what is your best bit of non-general secret knowledge with regards to WDW parks? You got one.
I've got one.
Grease.
If you manage to get in the tunnels, there's a cafeteria down there that is cheap as cheap can get at Disney. You could feed a family of 12 for like $40.
Yeah, in the Utilidor down there, yeah.
Yeah, you just don't want to walk down anywhere near like a pipe that may or may not drip, because there was a drip that landed on my arm, and I'm still trying to get that out.
It's been 10 years.
It's been 10 years, and it's still...
Some of that there's brown water.
Acid rain is what they call it.
Yeah, it's what you think it is.
Got it.
Yeah, it's
just... It's like their sewage.
It's trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
The trash compactor juice.
Like character sewage.
It's not good.
Got it.
No, they've got amazing. I mean, like a huge, extensive menu down there too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you get down there as a normal person because I'm a pretty big
arrested.
Deal. So I got down there.
If you're a guest of someone, I don't know exactly. I mean, that's the only time I've ever been there.
Hmm. Yeah.
Universal has one too.
Behind the Keys to the Kingdom tour, I believe is what it's called.
You can go to the Utilidor.
You can go to the Utilidor.
I don't think you go eat there. And it's like a cafeteria kind of style thing, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a cafeteria. There's like three or four different lines in there. But the great part about it was there's characters. and there was that. Remember that way back in the day? There was that picture of Disney, and it's like literally like all the characters like in line at like a Piccadilly looking cafeteria going through the line. It was kind of like that, although there wasn't many characters in the cafeteria when we were there. Like, you could just walk, you saw them walk by and stuff like that, which is pretty cool.
So the Utilidor is something, most of you guys listen know what it is, but obviously, if you don't know what it is the first floor of the Magic Kingdom, because Magic Kingdom is built up on a second floor. And below, when you're walking around, is a tunnel system with wardrobe, with design, with offices, with cafes, maybe a bank down there.
I thought I saw an ATM or something
like that. Yeah. Universal's backstage has a bank, and they think the Starbucks just for employees, restaurants. If you have a chance to eat the Universal one, same thing. I'm going to work there. Super cheap, the iOasis, and a good food.
I have a second one.
Okay, go.
Do you want me to go again right now?
Get in there.
Okay, so this one actually like I don't know if I could say this, but it worked out for a buddy of mine.
I don't want to edit this.
No. It's completely fine. So my buddy was playing there, and I think he might have had like a all-access pass or something. So
playing
maybe
like as in a musician?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, not just like frolicking.
Yeah, no frolicking. No, so he's a huge Georgia Bulldog fan, and he was there at like Night of Joy, and they were playing. Anyway, he couldn't see the game. And so I told him right when you walk into the main gates where the roundabout is right there, where the parade starts and ends according to what time of day it is, right through, like you go through like the bathroom, go past the bathrooms, and then there's like this just rope off gate. You go through that, and there's like this employee cafeteria right there with like ESPN, because Disney, you know, like all the channels on the TVs. He totally watched the Georgia game. He always like tells me, he's like, dude.
He Thank legally you. Had that, though. I he remember legally. Any time at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, but we ate lunch there as well, and I watched an Auburn game.
But here's why I wanted to piggyback it.
Piggyback it.
That's not underneath, so I feel like if you do know an employee or something like that, you may or may not be able to get in there, and it's cheap food, too. They got, like, and they've got, like, I think it was a Subway in there or something.
It was a big cafeteria. Yeah, I think it was a Subway, big cafeteria at Hollywood Studios.
You probably just shouldn't go to the parks if you're really that concerned about watching a football game that day.
And now you can get it on your phone.
That's true. A good point.
They got
Wi-Fi. Very true. All that you're saying is very, very
you can stream
true.
Things.
Yeah, but this was like 10 years ago.
In 2008, it was hard.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Well, come on, man.
I like that one.
You did like that one.
Secret backstage eateries for employees, for cast members.
That's why I piggybacked
it. I dig it. I like that one. Good job.
You just got to know people.
I thought that was a good one, too.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, anybody else got
so
any
So my recent trip, I got to go backstage at the American Pavilion with our buddy Mike McKee after the Delta Ray show.
Yes.
He hooked me up with some front row seats.
Delta Ray here this Thursday if you're in town.
Oh, actually, thinking about rolling out to the old Exit Inn because you can't go to enough shows to the Exit Inn.
Mm.
I love the Exit Inn.
It just brings back memories of a year gone by.
The Toadies are the night before. So, yes, a year gone by.
And so, yeah, we went backstage at the just always impressed with how like top notch everything is at Disney, and that whole like staging area and the light rigs and everything was just over the top, and they killed their set. It was cool to see somebody who's been a big supporter of the show and has been on the show a couple times and see them do their thing and get to make their, and he, you know, got to meet their booking agent. And I guess, you know, one of the reasons they got that opportunity is just because of how big of fans they are of Disney. And the Disney just was like, yeah, you guys love the parks, and why not support?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, the Eat to the Beat concert series this year is
solid.
It's definitely
really
like,
good.
I tried to figure out a way, like, I know we have an anniversary dinner scheduled, babe, but can we go see Fuel?
And she said, that's not in my hands.
Nice.
Thanks.
I heard some of their live performance. Someone broadcasted it. It was okay. I've seen Fuel back in 2002, and it was 2004.
That was like the heyday.
And it was still just okay.
Oh.
But it was fun. I like that kind of music, though.
Mm-hmm.
I get mocked for it, but I like it. I'm trying to think of mine. What is there any like special things we're not thinking of real quick that people can experience? Like,
oh, I got another one.
Okay, Green's on top of it.
I'm on top of it.
How many times have you been?
Well, this happened when I was a kid. Okay, so you need to roll with a kid. All right. I think I've already talked about this,
but go ahead.
Space Mountain. If you go in there, and it might not be there anymore, but there was a divider that shot people left and right.
It's still there.
Yeah. Still there. Okay. So it's like a command center-esque. Yeah. And it's tinted windows. You may or may not even see anybody in there, but there's people in there. So get a kid to knock on it and like wave. That's what I did. And these people come out, take us in there, and they show us all the... I mean, it literally looks like a Star Trek command center. Like, it's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Cameras everywhere. They're sitting there showing us the process of, like, you know, we have so many seconds to get them on and off. If we know that's going to happen, we do an auxiliary exit, blah, 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 blah. But then at the end of that, they show you all that cool stuff, and then they take you right to the front of the line, put you on the ride.
It's been a few years since you've done that.
It may or may not happen right now, but I'm telling you.
It has happened.
It was like... the first magical moment I think I ever had at Disney where it was out of the realm of possibility for me is like my conception.
Yeah.
It's like you can pay for so much, but it's those things that they go above and beyond
right.
that I don't know, that just really fired me up.
For a lot of times, for a long time, until obviously the last few years, and due to obvious reasons, you could ride in the front of the monorail. They'd give you a little card. Is there anything, though? I guess the Jungle Cruise, a lot of times if you ask for a map, or a kid can ask for a map, they'll give you a map of the Jungle Cruise.
Nice.
So those are little things you don't know. You ask your skipper.
Something that I've always wanted to do that has never happened is, and I'm not even sure if it's, so you guys will know, I'm not even sure if it's a real thing, but I've always heard that at a certain point in the day, if a kid pulls the sword from the stone in the Magic Kingdom, that something crazy awesome happens and they get declared like king of the...
They definitely have done that before. I'm not sure if they still do it or how that works.
I go pull, I try to pull that thing out of that stone every time I'm there. For years.
You can never pull it all the way.
No success. Yeah, that was the thing, is it doesn't come out. It just kind of comes out a little bit.
And I think this goes to a point that Terry has made countless times on this show, is especially if you've got a kid with you, don't be afraid to ask unusual things.
Yep.
Because more likely than not, especially if you ask continually, Disney is going to do something at some point that just takes your breath away, completely catches you off guard. And that's back to Grease knocking on a window. All of a sudden, something magical happens, like you said. Doing things like that continually, you're gonna see Disney surprise you more often than
I actually asked on this trip. It was our anniversary. I don't know if you've heard me tell the story of sailing around in a water sprite, praying for my future wife at Wilderness Lodge. So we booked Wilderness Lodge, and we got to stay there because it's DVC, but we were in what's called the Boulder Ridge, which is the old kind of rundown. And I just went at the front desk and said, hey, we're checking in. We're just here for one night. I know people are checking out. Any chance I can stay in the New Copper Creek tonight? It wasn't available when I booked it because there's only a very limited, there's like 7 rooms available for booking, but I knew the whole thing was done. And so I just asked.
You got it.
I got it.
Now you're great.
Nice.
why don't we touch on that real quick? You stayed in Copper Creek. Now, I did want to say, Ron Haven said the Sword and the Stone show hasn't been around for a decade. Oh. So there you go.
Thanks, Ron.
Well, hey, I know there's like this Sword and the Stone thing that you
I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to go knock on some window.
That was just in the Full House episode. We are, by the way, I believe, so you guys know, we're broadcasting live to our Facebook group. It's our Patreon group. So if I come in with comments from our listeners, sometimes they're way smarter than we are on this. True. But you stayed in Copper Creek, the new beautiful DVC resort at the Wilderness Lodge. And?
A few thoughts. One, my overall response, and I told this because we went to a DVC event there, and the guy that runs DVC is like, what were your thoughts? What did you think about it? I was like, well, let me sum it up for you. It was like you fired Disney Imagineering and you had HGTV build a place. And it was like home. You know, DVC is welcome home. It felt very homey. It felt like a really nice apartment that your cousin that's an interior designer laid out. Super tiny for a DVC room. They took existing hotel rooms. So we had just come from a couple of nights at the Polynesian, and those studios, two bathrooms, massive. I mean, almost the same amount of square footage.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing for you? That the way you described that, I could see it going either way, of that they fired Disney Imagineering and brought in HGTV. Like, was it...
If I was
feeling like you were being at home in a good way, or
if I was purchasing it and going to live there, it definitely did not feel like I was at Wilderness Lodge.
Okay,
because it had nods. Now the images that a lot of people have seen from Copper Creek are those cabins,
right?
Which I didn't like ask to go see, but I probably could have. But I just it just was very white walls. You know, there was a picture of a totem pole on the wall rather than just. You know, if you've ever stayed at Wilderness Lodge, it just kind of feels like you're staying at a cabin in Gatlinburg.
Right.
And it definitely doesn't have the hall. Even the hallways are completely different. It's kind of the size of the rooms, I think, is going to be a downer for a lot of people. They were not. The kitchen normally in a DVC room is normally like a full size. I don't know what kind of kitchen. It's a square kitchen. But this was just galley down one side of the hallway.
Yeah.
And so it was just my wife and I, and we were fine. But if we had had 3 kids in that room, I would have rather been in a studio, honestly.
All right. Good to know. Let's take a quick break and tell you a little bit more about our friends and sponsor of this week's show, RX Bar. I want to first thank them because they support this show. This show happens because they decide to support our show. But they are a whole food protein bar, made with 100% whole ingredients, and no BS. And that stands for bad stuff, because we're talking about RX Bar Kids. And we tried those pretty recently, a few months back. And we said, if you're walking around the park, sweating your off.
Your bad stuff off.
Your bad stuff. Well, it's a good thing if you're sweating your bad stuff off.
Well.
But you already get the toxins out.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to put in more toxins.
Right.
You don't want bad toxins in. Pull out one of these RX bars, it's going to keep you going.
You know, we just had a kid, my wife and I.
Not us. No. No.
Logan and I just had our first child together.
Yeah.
But we're in Target a lot now.
Yes.
And I see the RX bar all the time, and it gives me such a sense of pride. I'm like,
you
I
take
love
ownership,
these guys.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, I love those RX bars.
The kids' flavors come in three kid-friendly flavors, chocolate chip, apple cinnamon raisin, and berry blast. They're nutritious ingredients that parents will love to give their kids and taste. The kids will be excited about. And the good, we tried, like, I tried the chocolate chip. It was good. Which one do you try? You tried the, I tried the apple one. You tried the chocolate. Oh, yeah. We could say this. Matlot is an RX bar fiend. You hoard them. You take all the, we got the samples and they're gone. And I don't know what happened to them, but I can only imagine.
I know. They were eaten.
Matlot ate every one of them that afternoon.
His metabolism can handle it.
He had like one of those, you know, at Disney, they have the all you care to eat. Matlot cared to eat all of them.
My CrossFit friends will know what I mean when I say I went fire breather on those RX bars.
All right.
Secret language.
Yeah. You're like a cast member.
Beast
talking
mode.
Secret language. Well, that just kind of killed this ad read. Thanks, Matlot.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Special thanks again, though, to RX Bars. They are, especially RX Bar Kids, which is what we're talking about. If you have your family, you're walking around the parks, essentially breakfast on the go or a lunchbox add-in, an after-school snack, or throw it in a sports bag like Lee Sayers. Throw it in a bag if you're going to the parks for a pre-practice snack. I like that. They say that. They're talking about sports here, but I'm talking about pre-practice, like you're fueling for a day of me taking Terry around 19 miles in the park, which is what I tend to do. Or in the car for when you're hungry, kid gets... Like my son, and we'll wrap up this read here, but it's true. I've been giving these to my son because my son, they for some reason decide we should do lunch at his new school at 10:45 in the morning and then no snack after that. So by the time 3 o'clock rolls around, he's
boy,
like, he's barely moving.
And that's then, cool oh, then, and unusual.
Yeah, then he like eats the entire house down. So this is a great way to fill him up, and he likes it very much so. And again, you can find RX bars in Target stores or, which I want to say, you know, you may want to do it this way. You get 25% off your first order. Go to rxbar.com/WDW. That tells them you heard about it here because they can track that. And you use the promo code WDW and boom, 25% off your first order. Again, that's at rxbar.com/WDW. Use the promo code WDW. Any final words about our friends at RX Bars? All right, then back to the show. Let's move on to get some questions. Sharon on Facebook, Sharon Kemp, she said, what's the most overrated ride at WDW in your opinion? My husband doesn't rate Seven Dwarves Mine Train. I assume she was ride. I would, that's mine. That is definitely to me the most overrated ride would be the Seven Dwarves Mine Train to me.
I enjoyed that ride.
I'll give him that because when Imagineering, and I've mentioned this before,
yep.
When they came out with that ride architecture, and they drove a D23. They showed the video of the Imagineers riding around the back of an F-250 or whatever with that ride architecture. And you were swaying around. And then you go and ride the ride. And it's like the ride kind of barely moves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the most like, I'll never wait in that line again.
Yeah, to me, that's why I judge it is, will I wait in an extended line again? And the answer to that is no. Will I ride it? Sure. Do I think it's terrible? No. But will I wait an hour plus? Not a chance. So I only ran it once.
Same here.
Was it?
It was enough.
Anybody else? Most overrated ride?
For what it is, and this is one of my favorite rides, but I'm going to say Soarin' because the line is massive.
Yeah.
It's always huge, and I think it's because it's generally so hot and you can just go stand in the air conditioner, for, which is really nice. But then for what it is, when you really think about it, it's not worth a two-hour wait because you're just in there and you know, but I really enjoy the ride.
Kind of barely moving, looking at right. A screen.
I would say it's worth the wait to do it once, like you've got to experience it.
Right,
it's pretty awesome. And,
it's fun.
I agree with it. I wouldn't necessarily do that again for a two-hour wait.
Right. And I will say this about the wait time since they've added the extra screen,
mm-hmm.
way better.
Yeah,
the wait times are way down.
Well,
yeah, but the ride is awful now. I hate the new video. I think it's awful.
So awful is a bit of an overstatement.
It's awful. It's distorted. We were in the center, and all the things are distorted. It does not look good. It is not worth your time. It is not an e-ticket attraction. It is a hunk of garbage.
I will say this. Okay. I sat dead center last time. No Bindi in the Eiffel Tower.
So if you're the lucky few to be dead center, four people.
We were 5 feet off center. I mean, like, we were the first row off center.
What I'm saying is I think they've made it better.
You can ask for a specific placement in the ride, but that's going to add to your weight, too. And then, you know, that's increasing the problem.
No Bindi in the Eiffel Tower.
No Bindi in the Eiffel Tower.
Bindi Tower. All right.
That makes sense.
The only beef I had about the ride, the new ride Soarin', is that the scenes are very quick. Like, I want to be over the elephants, like, running through the field, like, a little longer. Like, it's just like you're there for 5 seconds and then boom, you're gone again.
I have not seen the new video.
I just wish
it's not worth your time. Don't ride it.
It's the same video, but it changes.
What?
It's all CGI.
And what smell do they do with the elephants in the field?
There's a polar bear that waves at you while you're drinking a Coca-Cola.
Right, and then you smell Coca-Cola.
It would be awesome if that was the Coke bear, though.
What are the smells? Are grass.
Grass and dirt.
Really?
And something else.
Jet fuel.
No. You get the, when you fly over.
New ride's scary, too.
When you fly over the Taj Mahal, you kind of get like a yoga candle.
A yoga candle.
Michael Caso sweat.
You seek Taj Mahal.
Have fun, you will not.
The cool thing, because I've done it at both, and they changed the ending at Disneyland.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because you used to, at the old Soarin', you used to fly over Disneyland, even if you were in Walt Disney World, because you were over California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are in Epcot, you fly over Epcot. And if you are at Disneyland, do you fly over Disneyland or California Adventure?
Yes, it's Disneyland. And the fireworks, you kind of fly through the fireworks and stuff. It's pretty cool.
So that's pretty neat. All right. Any others? Everyone has to answer, but you have
most
one.
Most
overrated ride?
I never got to ride the dwarf.
Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, the Seven Dwarfs ride. I don't know. I honestly, the past times I've ridden rides, I love every one of them. The new aerial thing is amazing. Yeah.
Under the sea. Is it called Under the Sea?
Or Undersea Adventure or something.
Yeah.
Those ways.
You know what we're talking about. The Little Mermaid
Ariel's
ride.
Grotto.
The show.
No, not the grotto.
Is that just the show?
Green stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I personally would say the teacups, and here's the reason why. I don't like to get nauseous.
Mm.
Good pull.
And it's a very nauseating thing. However, my daughter loves it, so I'm going to transition that to absolutely 110% Mission Space. Just get rid of it.
I agree.
I did ride the new.
Yes.
The new versions.
Agreed.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Extreme? Or no?
Both.
Okay.
Lieutenant Dan is gone from from the queue. And what's cool, the Imagineers did a nod to him on, apparently, I saw that as soon as I got off, I wanted to go back and see it because someone had posted it. But the ID number of the booster seat is now says, CQ0LTDN,
That's fun.
It's a nod to Lieutenant Dan. I had never done the easy version before.
The green.
And that is basically soaring around the earth.
Hmm.
And that was super cool.
Did you feel anything?
You felt a little bit compared. I mean, I've always done the extreme.
Right.
I wouldn't say that you didn't feel enough to get motion sickness.
Yeah.
But if claustrophobia is your thing, you're still obviously crammed
in. It's exactly the same. You're just going slower.
You're just going slower, and then you're flying over a light show where the city Paris lit up. You could see it from space, and you see the aurora, northern lights. I liked it. It was a nice addition, and I'm really amped for the restaurant that's going to be
connected
and themed.
Now, what about the newly redone orange?
I didn't notice anything.
It's just new CGI.
Yeah, it's probably just updated. Yeah. I wasn't paying that much attention.
God, it needed new CGI.
Yeah.
I felt like I was
Were you watching the internet and hackers?
Nintendo 64.
The targeting computer graphics for Star Wars: A New Hope. Stay on target. It's like, guys, can we get a little more pixels in this?
Virtual Boy has been not a thing for a while
now.
Virtual Boy.
Golly.
Yes.
I'm like, here's Disney.
Here's a poll that maybe some of us can answer that Sinead just said on Facebook, and I like this one. Ride in an international park you wish was in WDW. Hyperspace Mountain in Paris is amazing. I agree. Going with that one. Hyperspace Mountain, unbelievable. I would happily see it replaced.
Absolutely.
Not really kid-friendly, though. Whoa. Did we just hit? Okay. Sorry, blackout. We're back.
What happened?
Sorry, if you guys are listening, you don't understand what happened, but we're broadcasting online. It went dark, and we came back up.
Logan just blinked for the first time in an hour.
It's a problem I have. I'm seeing a specialist. I forget to blink. I have to tell myself to blink, unlike everyone else.
Yeah, for me, it's an involuntary action.
Not for me. Yeah.
It's like breathing for me. I just blink all the time. It's
not,
weird.
Not me.
Is that a Logan?
I'm going to get a response from somebody who has this condition. Like,
they're
going to
be so mad.
Really
that's
going to
be a be comment, a review.
A review.
They're so insensitive.
They don't understand my blinking problems. My eyes are always dry.
You're right.
It's going to be Ben Stein. It's actually going to be the one that does
okay.
it.
The show's a bunch of fat snobs with blinking issues.
Elitists.
1%.
All right. Ride an international park you wish. Now, if Terry probably is the only one that can answer this one. Terry.
Ratatouille for me.
It's coming. So.
It's coming. And, I mean, Hyperspace Mountain was unbelievable. I'll give you that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't think of any specific, like the Haunted Mansion in Paris. Oh, the Mystic Manor. Thing in Shanghai. Is it Shanghai?
Yeah. Oh, the...
No, what is it called? Whatever their version of Haunted Mansion, that thing looks awesome.
The screens on Pirates. Where is that from?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. That's what just popped up, is that I've watched the video of the Pirates in Shanghai, and while I don't necessarily want them to replace our Pirates with that, maybe if they could use that technology into some other IP, it just seems like a really cool ride.
The domed screens within it.
Yeah.
Other aspects.
That's what they should have done for Frozen Ever After.
That would have been awesome. Yeah.
And I would have been all in.
All right. Aaron asks on Facebook,
when is Tron coming?
Couple years.
Isn't that like, what, or was that like, I don't know where it was.
It was
Shanghai.
In Shanghai.
Okay.
For the anniversary.
For the 50th anniversary?
4 years away.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm excited about that.
I'm looking forward to the Guardians ride, and I wish more Marvel rides could go to Disney World.
Yeah, but yeah, that Iron Man ride.
Right, that Iron Man experience.
I heard they're moving the Hulk roller coaster from Universal Studios Islands of Adventure to Disney
World. Just a rumor.
Yeah, I heard
really?
That.
Heard that online.
Man.
Yeah, not true.
They only have to move it a few
coaster.
Miles.
Yeah.
It's, not that
it's
hard.
Real easy.
Yeah.
I wish they'd move the log ride from Six Flags Over Georgia to WDW.
Yeah, you did.
Well, they are taking the Georgia Cyclone. To Disney World.
Nope.
They're redoing the Cyclone now, they announced.
Oh.
It's a steel roller coaster on a wooden frame.
Old,
would you pop a zit on the face?
The cyst.
Oh, yeah.
The sebaceous cyst.
The cyst.
Let's leave that alone.
Keep talking.
Aaron says, any fast pass getting secrets? And we went to our favorite signature restaurant. So any special secrets or tips for getting fast passes? I can say this. I'm leaving. I'm going Friday, and I think persistence is key. I could not get one for Flight of Passage. Couldn't get one for Flight of Passage. Had one for the boat ride, and finally, I don't know if I glitched the system. I don't know what happened, but finally on the 800th attempt in the last week or two I've been trying, it popped up like 8 opportunities to go on it. So I got my fast pass for Flight of Passage.
I would double down on that and say even the day of.
Yeah. Oh, definitely the day of. Because people cancel
they always
change.
Come and go. And not just, like, we're not talking about just, like, take 10 minutes and just keep checking for 10 minutes. You're actually more likely with that method, I think, than the check once of an hour. Because it, and then mess around with the times that you're trying.
Yeah.
Don't do morning and evening, afternoon. Do really specific times, because then it'll pull the algorithm and search really specific times.
Yeah, and like Terry said, always check. I check mine. And a tip also is, as soon as you've dinged in somewhere, you can then adjust your next fast pass. So let's say it's you ding in, you know, put your magic band up, you're in it, Small World at 3:30, and your next reservation's not till 4:30 to 5:30. Well, you can actually go look and see if you can bump that up to immediately. So as soon as you get off the ride, you can go get on the next ride, or if there's something else you'd rather do.
And same thing applies to dining reservations. Even before there was a weather announcement and we were there, I was able to get in. The only thing that I did not see come up for a reservation for dining while we were there, even before any kind of bad weather announcements had been made, was the castle.
Yeah.
Like Chef Mickey's, any time of the day that I wanted to eat at Chef Mickey's, I could have gotten in.
I've never seen the castle, I don't think, ever on the app.
Yeah, but because I just think that's...
people call and...
People basically pre-purchased.
Yeah.
It, and so that's the one that you might never be able to get. But I mean, I've seen always pay. I saw an app out there. I tried it for this trip where they go in and like tell you that you have availability, but it didn't work.
Gotcha.
Can I pose a question to you guys in the audience?
Yeah.
So we're going at Christmas, and generally every time we go, Dawn and I go off for a date night. Which restaurant should I reserve? Because there's so many like of the more, you know, whatever, like...
Do you want a Christmassy vibe, or do you want more date night vibe?
I love Christmas, so I'm going to go with more of a Christmassy...
Ooh, Santa's Workshop, favorite restaurant.
What? Not a thing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
I'm just messing with you.
It's right
today.
By the Hulk coaster.
Yeah.
I get it.
I need a second. Terry, any pop in your head?
And we don't even have to finish it today. Like, we could totally throw that out there, and then if some listeners wanted
now,
to
in my
help
mind,
me,
the only, like, really Christmassy thing that you can do is the all-you-care-to-eat restaurant in... across from Hall of Presidents, Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yep. Mm.
You know, that's Christmas dinner. I mean, gotcha. I would say, obviously, the signature restaurants, you know what I'd recommend is I would do this. I would go to Narcoosie's. It's on the water at the Grand Floridian.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, go on a night when you're not going to the Christmas party, and they're showing the Christmas fireworks.
Cool, yeah.
So you might see something that you might not be able to see, and that same show will be played there.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And they let you actually...
I like that.
They kind of stop the restaurant for fireworks, which California Grill kind of serves, and you get your foods. They literally stop serving food in the restaurant for those 19 minutes that the fireworks are on. You go out to the deck.
One of our listeners asked, in park, resort, or springs? You don't care, right?
Probably
not in park.
Yeah, Let's say if it's going to be a resort, let's say Magic Kingdom area resort. So,
So here's a list of actual, and I don't know how updated this is. This was from last year's 2016's Christmas dining options at Walt Disney World. These are just places that have special menus for the holiday. So Liberty Tree Tavern, like you said, Magic Kingdom, nothing at Epcot. Hollywood and Vine does a nightly Christmas buffet around that time. Animal
Not
Kingdom.
Date night.
No, I wouldn't go there. Tusker House. Does a Christmas specials available on their buffet and Animal Kingdom. Nothing Animal Kingdom. I won't say if actually there's nothing because there's just too many. Cape May Cafe, I guess, does something special. This at the time Flying Fish did. I don't know what they're going to do this year. Let's see. Chef Mickey's Brunch Buffet for Christmas. I guess Christmassy themed. The Wave also. And Trails End. And let's see if there's any else. I think it looks like 1900 Park Fair may do something as well. And then there's options on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. There's actually a little bit more options.
Okay.
That people kind of switch it up. So a lot of the ones on the boardwalk seem to do stuff that's a little bit different, or they'll add stuff to it. So there are actually a decent amount of options, but I can't think of any specific ones. Maybe you guys can tell me that are like super Christmassy'd out. Grand Floridian is a good call just because the whole experience there is so Christmas.
And how early do you need to get in there and make that reservation?
Just do it, because if you cancel within 24 hours, unless it's a prefix thing typically.
Yeah, you can totally cancel.
You're safe. So go in and do it.
That way you get your primo time.
Right.
Get on there, check what time fireworks are.
I love that idea, because that's, a beautiful resort.
Oh, yeah, and you could go and do the...
That's the one her dad helped build.
There you go.
Kind of cool.
I actually did
You'll
something... Which we always, as often as we've gone, as you guys give me a hard time, because we do a lot of short trips, we always try to do something we haven't done. So we had never done the Flying Fish. And Flying Fish just recently had a refit.
Yeah.
Man, that was spectacular.
Is it good?
I was really, really like, I might even put it in front of California Girl's current menu.
Oh.
Minus the sushi. I had Leslie had a, almost like a paella kind of thing with huge piece of octopus, like you get at Tiffin's, but it was an entire piece. And I had, randomly enough, the guy was like, you should get the Wagyu. So I had the Wagyu strip. Absolutely one of the best pieces of steak I've ever had in my life.
Mm. I only have been there pre-refurb. I liked it.
And the refurb is super classy, and like all the light fixtures are based on like bubbles under the sea.
Cool.
Nice.
So it's just really like a fun, almost like a Cholula glass.
This is looking tasty.
What, Narcissus?
The flying fish over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd jump head first into that.
All right, well, let's take some of these from our Patreon group we got, just in case we run out of time for some of these others, and I'll save these for a future episode. But let's move on. Let's see what I got from Patreon. Give me just a second, because I want to make sure those people get served. They help support us and keep the show on the air, and I want to make sure they get their questions in. Alex actually asked, who we've taken some of his comments today, but he asked earlier, what's on your food and wine must list this time? Now, I haven't gone through it. You went to food and wine. Just give us some highlights.
I checked out a couple of the new things. I always check out, for me, always the escargot in France is always on my must list. That was absolutely glorious.
Glorious.
They've gone to, you know, this is the first time I've been to Food and Wine a bunch of years in a row, because we used to kind of pre the show. I didn't go as much. Now I kind of go because I know we're trying to get content.
Yeah.
And I've got an event that happens in Orlando. So there's multiple reasons for me to be down there. There was a cool new thing that was like a light up area that I was never at Epcot at night to see it when I was over there by it. But I tried the fried hummus. Was really surprising.
What does that mean?
It's like imagine if hummus was a cheese stick.
Okay.
That was very interesting.
Like breaded?
That sounds
like breaded.
Amazing.
It does.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'll be checking that out. I'm going on Friday. I'm going to check out that fried hummus.
Will you pick me up a pack?
So I did the...
Give me a pack.
I can get a video shot of this for the Patreon people who are hanging live with us. I did the food and wine tasting sample that I'd never done before.
Someone asked if that was worth it. That was a question that we got.
So not worth it. Because you can see that there's 8 things on here, and I've used half of them, and I've brought them back to Tennessee with me.
Can I take it with
you? Yeah. I was actually going to give that to you.
I was going
to
wonder if that was
possible. That's why I brought it in, so it didn't sit in my briefcase. So what it is it's $65, give or take, and they're each of those things basically means they're $8. So if you do $8 things, if you do use it on a lot of alcohol, it becomes worth.
So that's not, you get them discounted or you get that?
You don't get them discounted. You can get any 8 things you want that aren't flights.
Yeah, it says Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, valid for one item. These little tabs. But cool. Like Terry's saying is that you don't want to get, sometimes there's $4 items that are smaller ones.
Yeah.
You don't want to use it on that because you're paying more for it in that instance.
Gotcha.
You have to be using these for the $8 items or you're not getting your money's worth.
We got a sangria and a margarita that were both over $8. Off of that.
Okay, so it's over $8, you still get it.
You still get it.
So anything.
Anything, yeah. So if you're buying a lot of $10 items, it's worth it. But most of the food is
not.
$5, $6, $4.
You're saying the benchmark
and
is
$8
an item.
$8 you're breaking even.
You didn't get your break-even point because there's still $4 on here.
And I will say this about Food and Wine, and Will and I drove it home last year. Do not, unless you have to, plan your Food and Wine days on the weekend. I went the very first day of Food and Wine, so I was there opening day. It was amazing. I went the next Monday after it had been open, clear as a day. I would recommend going for lunch. I think Future World opens at 11. Mm. You know, head straight to Future World, do the middle of the day, and then the weekends with local crowds and the fact that, I mean, this is a month earlier than Food and Wine has ever been. So, you know, Will, you when we had that dreadful day.
It was not good.
It was October.
Mm-hmm.
Back that sucker into August and September. Mm. You know, I mean, it's just you're walking 2 or 3 countries and you're just like, I want out of here.
Worn out.
And so, yeah, the food, there was definitely a few new things. Greece had a thing that was called the Taste of Greece, which I loved. It was a stuffed grape leaf, which I love some grape leaves, and a grilled octopus, kind of an octopus theme. I'm not trying to eat things I can't, like, I'm not making octopus on the backyard grill.
Right.
And it had a feta cheese dip with a warm pita. I really enjoyed the Greece. They also moved the pavilions around this year. Like, Greece had always kind of been over by, so that kind of threw me, I always get the lamb shanker. This year was a lamb T-bone in Australia. That was fantastic. Those are the things that I tried.
All right, cool.
A lot of great desserts. A lot of people were chasing a lot of. They had a charcuterie and a cone in Spain that I saw a lot of people.
Edible cone?
No, just in a paper.
Okay. I thought it'd be like
another
that.
Thing I would highly recommend you do, and I'm sure it's really by the time we get to October, it's really going to step up. But the Odyssey, which is where they do the beer flights, last year I think Hanson had a beer on there.
They have 2 this year. Yeah,
they weren't in the I think they're no because the Odyssey this year their theme is Florida East Coast and West Coast beers. But they have a whole section kind of in the back of the Odyssey. They have a store in there too. But a tribute to Epcot, like 30 to 35 years.
Cool.
So you can see like construction photos from Epcot. And then like, obviously there was a concept art for Guardians of the Galaxy. So my prediction is as the 35th actually happens, you're probably going to see some more things happen. So even if you're not going to hit the beer flights, swing by there and check out the Odyssey just to see the little museum of Epcot.
I'll do that.
Nice.
All right, let's take a couple more of these questions and we're going to wrap it up for the day. John asks, what's your favorite tour or VIP experience at Disney or one you've really wanted to do? My VIP tour experience, you can go back and listen to that episode, and I'm not going to go over that again, but it was not great. So I would say I'd have not had one that I've really enjoyed. Now, I haven't done a lot of those, like, Keys to the Kingdom. No, I just haven't had the time or really the desire. I don't like the idea, I'll be honest, of going to a theme park in a group of people. I don't know. Like being like held hostage by like a cast member. Like even honestly in the VIP tour, like
I'm gonna clip just that quote from Lore.
Okay.
Being held hostage by a cast member.
No, like I don't even like that. Like I don't mind. I don't usually even the VIP tour, like being with someone all day that you don't even know their last name.
What if you had a friend that, like,
it was a friend,
and you said it all, and there was a group of you, you know? Like,
I did that at Universal. I have a friend who's a VIP tour guide. That was a great
time. I bet that was fun.
But we're friends.
Right.
So it was like,
different experience.
It didn't feel like right. He was giving me a tour. It just felt like, oh, he has access.
Yeah.
This is just a dude or a lady right. Who you don't know, who now you're entrusting your family with, private or not. It just is, there's something about the tours that don't necessarily appeal to me, especially since I've had two busts. The last two times.
I get that.
So is it not similar to like, you know, when like celebrities or artists come in that you can request the same person? I mean, I know some of those people have been escorting.
Yes, you can
the
request
same
someone.
Stars.
Like
for
I requested
years.
My friend and you can, and they don't guarantee it ever, but you will sometimes get them. It's not the same as if you are a celebrity. You're like three steps below with those private tours or even with the VIP tours. And honestly, when I've taken some of them, because the fact that we're so hardcore in fandom, it's like they're telling me fun facts that I know.
You're just sitting there rolling.
Or they're slightly off.
Or they're
fun
wrong.
Facts.
Main Street.
And you're correcting them. You're like, well,
Main
actually.
Street USA is modeled after Marcheline in St. Louis,
Kansas.
you almost nailed it.
Yeah, like and that's sort of my problems with it. It's just I can't really enjoy them well. But you did that elephant one.
Yeah, that.
And that looked awesome.
That one was what was it called? Behind
the elephant. Behind the trunks.
Behind the elephant the trunks. Is the worst name for a tour.
I'll find the name.
Actually,
behind the elephant.
I've done the elephant one, and I will suggest this. Every time I go and look at the tours that are available, the ones that are the most intriguing to me
Caring for Giants.
There you go. Nothing
not,
nothing like
not
Behind
really
the Elephant.
Not really much a better name. I kind of like Behind the Elephant.
The,
elephant.
The true backstory.
Because it truly is your Behind the Elephants on the backstage.
Yeah.
There it sounds like a good way to get in the front of the line, though.
There are a lot of...
Get behind the elephant.
There are a lot of great...
Come on.
Short...
Go ahead.
There are a lot of great short tours.
Yeah.
They kind of alleviate where you can go and do like three rides of the Magic Kingdom before it opens. I would lean towards those before you delve in because some of the tours, if you're... Don't let a tour take away the magic for you. And some of those tours go in the as much as you want to see Cinderella eating at the cafeteria... It may not be your thing. So I loved the Caring for Giants. It was an hour. You did get to see a little of the backstage area, and you got to go back behind the safari and see the elephants and meet some of their caregivers and meet a representative from the country where those elephants were from. I really enjoyed that tour, but obviously I'm a huge fan of elephants. And there's another one that I think all the parks kind of have something like that. I did see the people who were on the Star Wars tour at Hollywood Studios, and they looked like they were having the worst time of their lives. Like, it literally did, like you said, it was
eight hours of nothing.
I hate these people. This cast member won't let us do anything. It just felt like...
Now, that being said, December 16th, Galactic Knights returns the day after The Last Jedi opens. I want to make the trip, maybe. And Galactic Knights looks similar to what I did many years ago, which was the last tour of Endor. That is one of them that I definitely am considering going down specifically to take my boy. I think he would just love it.
When is it?
I surprised they did Galactic
after
Force Nights.
For day after Last Jedi. So
that's when I'm going to be there.
You got to do it. It's so, like 100 something bucks. So expensive.
Well, if you come down,
cool.
We should all do it. Yeah.
I'm supposed to be in West
Johnny.
Palm the 15th. So I've looked at that. I'm kind of waiting for those to go on sale because I think Nick who's a listener of the show, Nick Chappelle.
Oh, the guy from 98
Degrees? The guy from 98 Degrees.
96.
Nick Lachey. Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey.
96.8. Yeah. No, Nick, yeah, from 96X in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, he went last year and posted his pictures and looked like he
just had... Tickets on sale.
Tickets are on sale.
Yeah, my buddy, Michael Rowdy, he was like the show director of it. And he posted a couple days ago. They're on sale now. And you can get those. And yeah, that's the day after The Last Jedi. Now, we got to see The Last Jedi together, though. That's the thing. So I'd be going that night.
Yeah. So you can go...
I'll go Thursday.
With us.
Really, we're seeing the movie Thursday night. And then I got travel day on Friday and Saturday night.
To tell you how serious, I've got a speaking thing possibly around the release of The Last Jedi. And I'm like, how do you break it to us? How do I figure out how to be in two places at once? Because I'm like, what do you mean?
I had the hardest time.
You cancel everything.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, who schedules an event during the release?
I'd cancel health insurance if that got in the way of that.
He will.
I will.
I had the hardest time with The Force Awakens because it came out, but our family, we all bought tickets and planned to go see it together at Disney, so I had to wait. Like, it came out the Friday, and then we didn't go until the Tuesday because that was the first time the shows weren't sold out.
Oof.
And I just had to stay off the internet.
Now, that being said, looking at the tour list, I honestly can't, like... I can't say any of these are ones that I'm like dying to do. Some of like the ones, if I'm just with my wife, would be fun, like the Savor the Savannah one. The Animal Kingdom ones seem interesting because they're animals.
Right. Mm.
There's more than that. However, one that you may want to do, Matt, is the Disney's Yuletide Fantasy, which is take an in-depth look at how Walt Disney World theme parks and resorts hotels get dressed up for this special time of the year.
That'd be fun.
And let's see what you actually get to do, though.
Don't you go? That's the one you go backstage and
come
you see
upon
where
the cast members of Holiday Service, the elves who create the decorations used to dress up Walt Disney World, explore World Showcase, and hear how holidays are celebrated around the globe. Get an up close look at the traditional trimmings of Main Street USA and see something I can't say themed Christmas bring the Santa Claus spirit to life. Visit a resort hotel, learn how the lavish holiday atmosphere is created through the grand scale and application of color, texture, architecture, illusion, and attention to detail. In addition, each guest will receive a keepsake, holiday keepsake.
Do any of the elves happen to look like Legolas? Because if they do, my wife will leave me for that elf.
Well, then I wouldn't do this. It's $99.
Different kind of elf.
I'm just saying. She told me if there's ever an elf that looks like Legolas, goodbye. I said, okay.
It's Orlando Bloom, right?
Well, specifically. No, there's a difference because I said, do you mean Orlando Bloom? And she said, no, I mean Legolas. With the ears.
So the odds are in your favor.
That's up to you.
You're like, okay, babe, if that happens, we run into a man with elf ears.
Right.
Now that you're bringing this up to me, I'm a little skeptical of you, hon.
You're like a man with elf ears that also happens to look like Orlando Bloom. Like, maybe one or the other you're going to get.
You know what, though? It's
most
Florida,
people with elf ears.
Anything could happen.
Just kidding. All right.
If you ask Disney...
Don't be afraid to ask.
He'll come walking out of the booth at Space Mountain.
Let's take this one from Josh, who said, he said best and worst experience at a park, but you know what? We're in sort of a time where they're dealing with a lot of stuff. Any like pop out memories, best experiences you've had, magical moments.
I've got
And then
one.
They've also said best experience with a cast member. Sinead said that. So let's combine those. That could be one.
One of my favorite experiences, we went over the holidays. It was New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day, and they throw an incredible New Year's party in the Magic Kingdom. And my niece at the time was like 2 or 3 and maybe 4, and just seeing her dance, you know, in the Magic Kingdom while all of the fireworks and just the New Year, that was a pretty incredible experience. That was a good one.
Mine is definitely going to be the Polynesian Luau.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's kind of a strange pick, but okay.
It's awesome.
With the fire and everything?
It's so awesome.
Yeah. It's not a well-reviewed event, typically.
I love it.
My mom loves it, too.
It's you're in the spot. You're chill. Like, you got that awning over you, too. So, I mean, if there's a light sprinkler or something, you're fine. I mean, there's some.
Is it inside now? They moved it inside? No? I thought they
still
did.
Weather.
So weather permitted?
Weather permitted, yeah.
Is that for some reason they moved it in?
Nope.
But the Long Island iced teas...
Are plenty.
See, that's why you liked it so much.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like seeing a bad comedian.
It's poorly reviewed.
When you're like,
it's got an asterisk that says unless you have Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, it's like a comedian. You see, like we have Zanies here in town. It's like they force you to buy 2 drinks,
right.
And then
2 minimum.
Like, halfway through, and I'm not going to mention this comedian's name, but he is terrible. Unless you drink a little bit, then you're like,
people say he built that Zanies.
I would agree with that because he's literally there every other week.
The balcony that he built. That's what they say. The balcony that that comedian built.
Don't Google that because then you'll know who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Logan kind of looks like him a little bit. Or he looks like you.
What?
What? That was after a couple
he's,
of drinks,
he's
Logan.
He's about to come over this table.
So I would say...
I'm looking up this comedian.
My favorite...
Are we thinking of the same one?
I don't know.
He's a funny name? Like, not a real name?
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it, Terry.
Like so name my... of an animal? I look like that guy? I don't look like that guy.
I don't even know what's happening.
No,
so,
he's an old man.
I know. They're having a combo.
Don't look like him. Sorry.
You look more like him than I do.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen him.
All right, his name rhymes with Biller Keys, if you look it up.
Biller Keys.
All right, let's move on. Let's any other great experiences that you've had working with a cast member or just the world anything that pops out.
So it was our 15th anniversary, and we were at Disneyland, and we obviously we went full button, went and had the buttons what? That said, you know, that you I'm oh, celebrating okay. buttons.
You never go full button.
I didn't know where that was going. And we were standing at pretty terrible spot for the fireworks. The night before, some friends had just taken us to Club 33. It's the first time I'd been in there. And so, but we were just standing off to the side and the cast member walked up and said, hey, we've got this special section of benches reserved. I'd love to take you up there. So they marched us around to the, you know, massive crowd of people, sat us in the front row to watch the fireworks.
That's awesome. Nice.
Kind of parted the sea because it was over, it was Sunday night or something,
That's
I think.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, it's one of those experiences. And most of the things that people remember at Disney, it's not like it cost them anything extra to do for you. It was just, they just
made
a little magic happen. They didn't look and see what the rule book said.
Are they taking people up to the hotel room in the castle?
Not that often.
Because I know when they were doing the
Year of a Million Dreams,
yeah. That was, number one, that was the coolest thing they've ever done, period. Like, just with, like, the randomness of it, yeah. Computer-generated.
They still do some of that. Just, it happened, like, Terry's experience. Yeah. It happens.
But. Right.
They take people to the Royal Suite in New Orleans.
In Disneyland.
In Disneyland. That they
kind of by Club 33, by Pirates.
Yeah, they take people there, and it's part of one of the tours.
I didn't think that, you know, because Logan and we've been up there. I didn't think at that time.
Just you and Logan.
Yeah, just me and Logan. Yeah, there for
was
they walked
Logan
us in there for like
was
48
this guy
hours.
You said that he looked like.
Yeah, no, like at the time, I didn't really sit there and say this is something magical that I'll never get to experience again.
Right,
but it legitimately was.
Regrettably, we don't have those contacts anymore.
No, yeah, and I mean, and so, but I mean, even if we did, it's not exactly the easiest thing to get. I mean, it's. From what I understand, it's one of the hardest things to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Logan can't even get a decent tour guide around the Magic Kingdom. Goodness. So,
from what I understand,
my
it's easier
tour guide
to get
was
D23.
You just Club 33
or Club 33.
You get D23. Yeah, pay $59, yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right. Will, you got any?
I have no remarkable moments in my life. I'm just kind of a steady,
just a mediocre
Eddie.
Guy.
Yeah.
All right. I got two or three. One, my wedding. Obviously, I kind of have to put that as one of my best experiences. If not,
yes.
Then that's kind of hard. I'd be getting. People get real mad at it.
I would say walking through the great movie ride at your reception is probably the best magical moment.
Pretty, and then the cake cutting thing when the
drunk
nice
Glinda the
witch.
Good witch came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glinda the drunk witch.
Who's ready to cut some cake?
It's wedding. I'm making appropriate jokes. It's your wedding. Let's
do I remember this correctly? Did she like almost cut the cake for you?
I think so.
And that's awesome.
And she was also very inappropriate. It was an odd moment.
Was it?
They don't call on that actress very often, clearly. That being said,
she got the call.
She got the call. We need Glinda now.
We actually ran out of her, and so we actually went down to the old BP. So I was working. We just brought her in here.
Found
the
nearest redhead. Good to go.
Come on in, Glinda.
Her name was Glinda already.
She'll respond fine, that's her name, Glinda.
And then she called into Perkins and had to cancel the evening because she was working that night later.
Little one, I'll go with the little one at the not so scary Halloween party that I give a lot of grief to because we had such a bad time. One cast member in particular saw that my son was having a miserable time and came over and gave him a Mickey pretzel. And that lit up his day for a couple hours there and got us through it a little bit better. Still don't recommend that event necessarily with smaller kids. But, yeah, obviously that's a really good one. Yeah, I feel like I had one more. What was it? All right, my wedding. That one. Oh, a really fun thing that I'll never be able to experience probably again too is your friend got us into Club 33 this last time, and he gave us a stack of fast passes that Club 33 members get. And he was able, and he said, if you don't get to use them, I'll just distribute them. So we were able to walk around the parks and give out fast passes to people randomly, and we got to be like the magic makers.
Always
that was
a
lot
feeling.
Of fun.
That's good stuff.
That was a really good one.
And then you got kicked out of the park. So you're like, that's not your job, sir.
No, and they didn't mind. It was actually, it was pretty fun. So that was a cool moment there. And yeah, those are kind of my few. I'm sure there's 20 more that I can name, but that's a good one. Let's see if there's any more questions from our Patreon group. If not, we'll wrap it up. Nope, that's it. I think that's good. We have a lot of other questions. If you ask questions, I'll get to them. We'll do these more often. And if you're in the Producers Club later this week, we'll try to hit up doing a Producers Club show, but we've been going like an hour and a half, guys. I think it's time to wrap it up.
Nice.
All right. Special thanks to our sponsor, RX Bars. And you heard those ads. Take a listen to them. All right. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
And I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you on the next show.
Turn to gold.